looks like that Rick had to leave. So let's go ahead and go down to Jim, KEHURV, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Roger. You know, you guys are talking about the Route 66. I actually did that with my first wife there. We traveled. I had a 69 GTO convertible, and we traveled that route, and that was kind of fun. That was being out there and actually doing that. That was a lot of fun. And I heard you saying about doing the 13 colonies. I did that last year. I got a really, really nice plaque from my wall from them guys. I'll tell you, that was a lot of fun. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get off the radio till 9:30 that night. And I finally, I hunted the frequencies till I finally got that last guy. But that was a lot of fun. And you do get a really nice plaque. So that I hope, like, you guys get yours and that'd be a lot of fun.
It was enjoyable. And I did it over the 4th and the 5th. Family was up north, and I was looking for stuff to do, and I thought, hey, I'm going to jump in and try this special event, and it worked out well, and it's fun. It's a challenge sometimes to try to find those guys. So, well, thanks for your input on that, Jim, and also the story about traveling Route 66 and having the GTO. I'm envious. Bob, you're up next. We'll be at the bottom of the list, NAKPR.
Thanks again, Dave. Yeah, I traveled on the way out to the Grand Canyon and back, and we hit as many Route 66 as we could get. I think the only ones I didn't get to were the California and Kansas, I think it is, because it was just like it's too far out of the way from our travels. So, but it's still pretty cool. We stayed in, when we went to Grand Canyon, we stayed right in, called Williamson, something like that. But the downtown was part of Route 66, so they always, in the evening, they'd close it down and have shows there, and they, you know, they had a lot of the buildings were, you know, old style of gas stations, and they were something from back in the 50s and whatnot, but that's pretty cool. And HF bands are horrible. I hope we're not done with the cycle, because I was going back in some of my logs. I goes, when's the last good cycle we had? And it was like 89, 90, 91, and part of 92. It lasted, you know, 3 years or so. But this one here, it seems like it lasted a couple months and then not gone. Hopefully it's not over it, though. Just a downslide here. But thanks for doing that, David. And everybody have a great evening. And right here, some of you guys tomorrow night. Back to the control. This is NAKPR.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I think we've got some time left on this cycle. I've been trying to work 10 meters as much as I can, and it was kind of funny. I was up, got up and went to breakfast at the Chesaning Airport this morning with my wife, got back, turned on the radio, and I turned on 10 meters, not much of a signal. There wasn't that many signals on, but I was on FT8 looking at the stations go by, and South Africa popped up, so I calling CQ. So I gave him a call, came right back. So 10 meters, it's interesting. You couldn't hear hardly anything, but yet you could still make it 8,000 and some miles to South Africa. So that was interesting how that worked out. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
Repeater Saginaw.